Ankle sprains, we find that they're one of the most common injuries, but also we find that it's one of the injuries that go untreated. If they go untreated, they can lead to some things down the road. You can get some reoccurring ankle sprains, which can lead to chronic instability in the ankle, which can damage the ankle over time and possibly lead to, you know, some sort of surgery down the road.
Talking to Scott Corkin, who's with Active Physical Therapy, and it's an interesting point that you make, Scott. Traditionally, I think a lot of people will turn their ankle, they'll get that pain, and they feel like it's just okay to just walk it off.
Sure. You know, and that's what we find, that people don't take the ankle sprains too serious. Just think that, like you said, they can walk it off. It's just going to get better. But over time, you know, they can lead to some serious issues.
What's the first thing that should be done then from somebody who has incurred a ankle sprain?
Well, first off, there's a few different types of ankle sprains. The most common ankle sprain is what we call an inversion ankle sprain. That's the one where you see people that roll their ankle inwards, damaging the ligaments on the outside of the ankle. The one that's probably the least common is the eversion ankle sprain. That's where you roll the foot outwards, damaging ligaments on the inside of the ankle. And probably the one ankle sprain that's probably the most debilitating, and it's getting a little more popular in the media, I guess, is the high ankle sprain. Like I said, that can be probably the most debilitating sprain of the three.
I'm glad you brought that up. What is a high ankle sprain?
The high ankle sprain is when you damage the ligaments between the tibia and the fibula. There's a space there, and if that ligament is damaged, that space can open up, and that's where can create some significant issues down the road.
And that can take a long time to heal.
Yeah, they probably are the longest type of sprain as far as healing goes out there.
Mike Plord in the studio, and joining me is Scott Corkin, who is with Active Physical Therapy. And Scott, we're talking about ankle sprains. What are some of the things that people can look for with ankle sprains?
What you're going to have is you're going to have swelling to some degree. It's either going to be on the outside of the ankle or the inside of the ankle, depending on how you sprain your ankle. Also pain, tenderness. You're going to get some bruising, loss of motion, and also either some difficulty weight-bearing, walking on that ankle, or sometimes you won't be able to weight-bear at all.
And what are some of the treatments for that?
Well, the old acronym for treating them used to be RICE, which is rest, ice, compression, elevation. Now they're moving to a new acronym, which is MICE, which stands for movement. You want to start moving the ankle as soon as you can in a pain-free range of motion. And the one motion you want to concentrate on the most on is what we call dorsiflexion. And that is when you pull your foot and toes back towards you. The I stands for ice, obviously. We tell people to ice roughly 20 minutes at a time, 3 to 4 times a day. You can either use just your traditional ice bag. You could use a cold pack. If you do use a cold pack out of a freezer, I would put something between the skin and the cold pack or the ice bag. That can go directly on the skin. Or you can use a cold bath, you know, with ice in it. The C stands for compression. Easiest way for that to do that is just use an ACE bandage and start at the toes and just wrap in a circular motion up the foot and up the ankle. And then elevation. You know, you want to get your ankle a foot to a foot and a half, you know, above your heart. Try to get that fluid back towards the heart.
Now, people have ankle issues, whether they've had sprained ankles in the past or they have one right now. They can come to Active Physical Therapy. You guys can help them out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we see a lot of ankle sprains. And we do recommend getting treatment for them, obviously, so you don't run into those major issues down the road.
Where are the locations for Active Physical Therapy?
Oh, we've got 4 locations. We've got one in Ishpeming, which is in the Country Village, right behind the BP and McDonald's. We've got one in Nagani, which is right in the YMCA. And then we have one in Marquette, across the street from the Peninsula Medical Center, and then also one in Synergy in downtown Marquette.
And how can folks find out more?
We've got our website is stayactiveup.com, and we also have a Facebook page that people can go to and get information.
Active Physical Therapy, Scott Corkin with us from Active Physical Therapy. And Scott, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mike.